Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach says she agrees with President Trump's military action against Iran.
For years, they're terrorists, they are evil, and they have been killing Americans, taking them hostage, whatever it may be. And it was time because they are building up a nuclear power. We're going to have nuclear weapons. And in that region, and for the safety of the U.S., I think it was important. And so, you know, we needed to take action.
Effort to limit President Trump's Iran war powers failed in both chambers. NAMI Minnesota is warning that the federal government withholding Medicaid funds from the state will have an impact on mental health services in every corner of the state. Executive Director Marcus Schmidt.
These are huge cuts to Medicaid, plain and simple, that will undermine our progress and shift costs to counties, providers, and families who are already stretched. It will result in the loss of care and, we believe, the loss of lives.
Over 1 million Minnesotans rely on Medicaid for their health insurance. Minnesota lawmakers are looking to increase the penalties for anyone who tries to intimidate a voter or interfere with the election process. Senate Elections Vice Chair Bonnie Westland of Plymouth says voting is a sacred right in this country and every person should feel comfortable going and casting their ballot. The bill increases the penalties from a gross misdemeanor to a felony, and maximum civil penalties would go from $1,000 to $10,000. The bill passed the Elections Committee 11-0 and is now headed to the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. And a special honor on the U.S. House floor last night for a fallen Army Reserve soldier from White Bear Lake. Iowa Representative Zach Nunn read the names of the four soldiers killed in a drone attack in Kuwait, and Congresswoman Betty McCollum and Ilhan Omar represented Minnesota.
From each state where they grew, lived, and served, honor this nation in our moment of national heartbreak. Sergeant First Class Nicole Amor, 39, of White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Amor and the three others were serving with the Des Moines, Iowa-based 103rd Sustainment Command. In other headlines, Minnesota lawmakers want to raise the age for mandatory driver's ed. Right now, it's required for only those 17 and under, but a new bill would extend that to anyone up to age 20. Supporters point to nearly 167,000 road tests taken by 18 to 20-year-olds in recent years, with almost half failing. Minnesota would join several other states with similar requirements. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish says while he's pleased the House Ag Committee advanced the farm bill.
It's still going to be a challenge. You know, when they passed the big budget bill last July, it really broke apart the coalition. So, you know, yes, it passed out of the House Ag Committee, but it's still going to be hard to get that passed on a full floor.
The House Ag Committee advanced the Republican-led farm bill in a vote yesterday morning. And the Wild made one more move before today's trade deadline, acquiring Chicago captain Nick Foligno, brother of Wild wing Marcus Foligno. It's the Wild's fourth trade in as many days after adding Bobby Brink, Jeff Petry, and Michael McCarron. This is MNN.